cultivation of satisfaction requires not the rejection of desire, but the selection of desire. Sometimes some people feel that dissatisfaction is the fuel for ambition. And if we just become satisfied, then how can we be ambitious? How will you ever achieve anything in life? And therefore, they feel we should always be dissatisfied. Then we'll achieve more. However, achievement doesn't come simply by being dissatisfied. It requires focus. In this world, we can see so many desirable objects. I want this, I want that, I want to become like this, I want to become like that, I want to achieve this. And all these can, if we cannot achieve all of them. So if you just seek all of them, crave for all of them, that will not fuel our ambition. That will simply paralyze us through comparison. And then we will end up ceaselessly dissatisfied, perpetually dissatisfied. So we need to be satisfied. Otherwise, that agitation of the mind will sentence us to misery. And even if we achieve something which we think will give us satisfaction, but then at that time we'll see something else which we don't have, and the mind will just become habituated to be dissatisfied, will stay dissatisfied no matter how much we have achieved. So if we are to ever become satisfied, and if we are to achieve, for both, what we need is the selection of desire. Cultivation of satisfaction does not require rejection of all desires, but you select which desire is important, which desire is not important. This is what I want to focus on. This is what I don't bother about. The Bhagavad Gita says in 17.16, Manah prasad saumyatvam maunamatva vinigraha bhava samshuddhiritetat tapomana samuchyate. So manah prasad. Manah prasad is satisfaction of the mind. He says this is tapomana samuchyate. This is austerity of the mind. So austerity means something which is not easy to do. We do it with conscious effort. So like that, austerity of the mind means we take the mind away from the things which make us dissatisfied and move it toward the things which will grant us satisfaction. And by such effort in directing our mental energy, we will be performing austerity of the mind. So when we are focused not on letting our mind wander here and there and becoming just randomly dissatisfied, we select desire. This is what is important for me. This is not so important for me. So even if things are not working out in this field, even if I don't have the best in this field, I don't care. I want to just focus on this. So according to our God-given nature, according to our natural talents, we can select what is the field in which we want to contribute. And similarly, spiritual growth requires also the selection of desire. We recognize that the whole of whom we are part, Krishna, is the ultimate truth. And we are meant to love and serve Him. We are meant to attain Him. And for attaining Him, we do whatever it takes, including working hard, striving determinedly. So we can be dissatisfied with our present state of spiritual growth and seek to improve, seek to go closer to Krishna. And in that way, the dissatisfaction can become a fuel for persistence and achievement, not for distraction and misery. So by selection of desire, if you understand that satisfaction, cultivating satisfaction doesn't require the rejection of desire, but selection of desire, then we can be satisfied in the present and we can also be ambitious. This is a blend of satisfaction and ambition can come together through the selection of desire. Thank you.